Welcome everyone, Bez Hashem. We continue with Pel Yoitz, Bais Aleph, and this is share number 26. We are discussing Avas Ish V'Isha, the proper relationship a husband and wife are supposed to have with each other, and specifically the responsibilities now of the husband to the wife. That's the focus. And we'll get to the wife to the husband. I remember years ago, I'll tell you a story. Years ago, I gave a Shalom Bayis here. And we spoke about the responsibilities that a husband has for a wife. And one of the men at the shir, he says to me, you know, what about the wives? What do they have to do? So, as soon as I heard that, I held myself back. Because I understood what he was saying. He's like, I understand. So I should do this and I should. What about the wife? What should she be doing? That's not our focus. The husband should not be focusing, what should the wife be doing? And the wife should not be focusing, what should the husband be doing? You know, this reminds me, I once heard from Rabbi Reisman, Shlita. You know, there's a very common custom, and it's a nice segue into our discussion over here. It's a common custom that, which is a appropriate custom, when a person becomes a chosn and kala, so they send gifts to each other. The chosn to the kala to the chosn. So he asked a question. What should a chosn be thinking of what type of presents he should be getting, receiving, the watch, the this, the that? And he said the attitude should be is absolutely nothing. You'll get something. But don't feel it's coming to me. And when that is the mindset, it's a very healthy mindset. And really it's based on the pasuk. Soinei matonos yichya. Shloimeh hamelech. The wisest man says, don't expect that you want gifts. It's not a healthy attitude. It's not a Jewish attitude. I want. No, it's not a Jewish attitude. What does it say? That is it. Good. Yichya, you'll live. You'll be independent. Now, on that note, that takes away a different perspective here, because that's the perspective of the ones who the receiver is. And before I get into this specific point, I want to tell you two things. There are times that you can accept a gift even though you're not accepting it. What does that mean? Both of Shlomo Kluger and the Maral, Zichronim Levracha, they both say the following. That if someone gives you a gift and you accept the gift so you can make that person happy, but you don't want the gift, so don't tell them, I'm only taking this to make you happy. Obviously, you don't say that. Say, thank you very much. But inside, your mekayim is saini matonas yichya. I don't want the gift, but you put a big smile on your face and you're not faking anything because you're accepting it, so you can make that person happy. We now turn our attention over here, where the Pel Yoitz tells us: if you are a businessman and you have to travel, he says try to limit your traveling. But if you have to travel, make sure you reach out to your wife. And in this generation, it's very easy and simple to do that. You send a little text message. You send a little WhatsApp message. You send an email. And you know what? They even have something these days that's called a telephone. And you could pick up the phone and you can make a phone call. They have it. It still exists. Now, he says further. Presence, like we just spoke about. Mitzad, the giver, you be a giver, you give. Give presents. It could be small presents. And he's talking in those days, they went away for months and months. They traveled by boat, and they were away for months and months. But you know what they could do? They could send back a gift. What does this show? This shows I care about you. This shows I'm thinking about you. That's why it's so extremely important to have these little gifts. With a nice letter to express love. Ava, I care about you. I'm thinking about you. Even though I'm miles and miles away, I'm on the other side of the world. And Hashem created men and women differently. My daughter is opening a rug in the house, and she starts screaming at the top of her lungs, "There's a bug! There's a humongous, gigantic bug!" So her younger brother comes over, looks at her like, "What are you making such a big deal?" And he steps on it. And that's it. He moves on. Now, I personally don't like bugs either. Okay? But it's my job. You know, right? But sometimes people react differently with bugs. Here, he's saying, the wife appreciates that you, the husband, are showing you care about her, that you're thinking about her. Send her a little something. Whether it's a little gift, a little something. Doesn't have to, he says, according to your financial capability. Doesn't have to be something very expensive, but still, send something. Mitzvah Shem continue. The next time, Chiyuv Ha'isha B'Chavayt Bailo, the responsibilities of the wife to honor the husband. This is also for that person who was asking me, what about the wife's jobs, right?